This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. Artists around the world have been helping to raise money for earthquake-devastated Haiti. But last night, Haitians living in one of the hardest-hit areas of Port-au-Prince were treated to a live performance by members of their national chorus, jazz band, and philharmonic. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco has this report.
As the sun was setting last night, the music arrived to a devastated Haiti. The remaining members of the Petite Chanteuse, Haiti's renowned boys and men's chorus, began the first post-quake concert by serenading Bel Air, a downtown neighborhood that's still choked with dusty debris. In this disaster zone, people are living in overcrowded tents or hastily made shacks on the streets, surrounded by mountains of rubble from massive buildings that collapsed. Like them, singer Bernie Anderson says he and the other musicians also lost everything, their family members, their friends, their homes.
I'm homeless. I live at the street at a refuge camp. And I know most of people who's been Haiti. Port-au-Prince is without a house.
Instead of celebrating the chorus's 50th anniversary, 20-year-old singer Philippe Etienne Emmanuel says they wanted to give Haiti some hope for the future.
Haiti will survive. Maybe 10, maybe 30, I don't know, many years, but Haiti will rebuild the best.
The choir sang a Haitian song of solidarity. After that, the surviving members of Haiti's national jazz band took the stage. They treated the audience to Michael Jackson's song Man in the Mirror, and a song often played at jazz funerals in New Orleans. Musicians managed to rescue some of their instruments from the rubble of their destroyed music school. Teacher and trumpeter Jean Posius says the brass band had been rehearsing on stage when Haiti's one and only concert hall collapsed around them.
One side of the auditorium came down so completely that all it is a pile of rubble. The stage had been on the fourth floor with another floor above it. Came down to street level on the Rue de Miracle, the Street of Miracles. Beaucoup, lots and lots and lots of miracles in the last 3 weeks.
She says one of those miracles was a French horn player nicknamed Scandler, Emmanuel Lechoun, who also performed last night. It was Scandler who went back into the building to rescue a fellow horn player from beneath a heavy concrete column.
I told him, if you die, I will die with you, but I can't leave you. I have to take you.
Scandler's friend survived, but others from the music school did not, including several singers, jazz musicians, and members of Haiti's National Philharmonic Orchestra. Conductor David Caesar says it was his idea to bring the concert to Bel Air. His musicians have been teaching at-risk children in this rough neighborhood controlled by gangs.
To let them all know Haiti will rise again.
As the Philharmonic performed several Haitian compositions, children and their parents came out from their shelters to listen. The music is nice, said James Emile, but it's difficult to listen when our stomachs are empty. He said Bel Air hasn't seen much relief food or shelter. But Fedran Jacques, who was also listening from outside a tent, said the concert helped her relax after so much stress.
I know the earthquake happened, but it doesn't mean that Haiti is totally destroyed for that. So I'm still thinking that the country will survive.
As night fell on the eerie disaster zone, the concert ended with a lively Haitian number. For the first time since the earthquake forever changed Haiti, the music had everyone, including the musicians, on their feet dancing. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.